Welcome, everyone, to another edition of High School Sports Uncensored. This one is special for me. I've told you all several times, when I first moved back to Baltimore, I got a coaching job at Catonsville High School. Coach Como gave me a job over there. I was the JV football coach. In my second year, I had this kid play running back. It started off as not as my running back. He was actually my slot guy. And it took all of 3 weeks for me to realize, no, this kid can tote the rock. And he went on to play college football after becoming the all-time leading rusher at Catonsville High. And now he's the head coach, making me feel old. Jaron Maven joining us. What's up, Maven?
What's going on, Coach?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Still calling me Coach.
Oh, yeah. I can't let that go. Still my coach.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be back in Baltimore. I've been on a Midwest tour, it kind of seems. I went to college in Iowa. I coached out in Wisconsin. I coached in North Carolina. And most recently, I was in Ohio coaching college football. But I'm excited to be back in Baltimore.
Now, you in Iowa playing college football.
Yes, sir.
After 4 years at Catonsville. Tell us about that experience.
Iowa's a lot different. Coming from Catonsville, coming from Baltimore area.
You were Iowa Wesleyan.
Yeah, I went to Iowa Wesleyan. It was an NAIA school, so it's pretty much equivalent to a D2 school. I was fortunate enough to get a full scholarship to go play football out there. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot different. But one of the biggest things that I learned there was it's good football at every level. I kind of didn't take it seriously going into it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got there, I'm like, man, everybody here is good. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, can play ball. And I had a lot of teammates from all over the country. That was one of the cool things about Iowa Wesleyan. I thought I was going to go into a situation where I was just going to be around a bunch of farm boys, country boys, that kind of stuff. And it really wasn't like that. I had teammates from New York, Houston, all over Florida, California, Chicago, St. Louis. So it was like everywhere, and it was a good experience for me.
High School Sports Uncensored. I'm Rob Long. Jaron Maven, head football coach for Catonsville High School, is here with us. Now, I was looking at your bio. I followed you from a distance, naturally. I couldn't get to Iowa to see you play.
Right, right.
But looking at your bio, your four-year letterman, mm-hmm. second year you had almost 1,200 yards from scrimmage as a sophomore, second team off conference. Mm-hmm. So I guess after not taking it serious going in, after that, you picked it up and became Jaron Maven.
Yeah. I when I got there, they kind of struggled to move me around too, because I wasn't the biggest guy going into college either, probably 5'9", 165, 170-ish. And that was basically my whole time in college. Mm-hmm. I gained a little bit of weight, but That's a little body to go to college and play running back.
Right.
But it took them a little bit of time, just like it took you a little bit of time to see that I could run the ball.
Right.
And I began to do the same type of things that I was doing in high school. It was just a different style of offense. And I had to get adapted to, you know, running more spread, running more, you know, zone read option stuff,
right.
versus just that power football that we were doing at Catonsville.
Yeah, we ran it up the middle. play action,
oh, yeah.
After Maven gets it going a little bit. Man, it's just weird now seeing you just following you on social media. I knew early on that you had coaching in your future. I didn't know what level. What made you develop? Because your dad's a coach as well,
right.
A heck of a coach.
Right.
Is that what, you know, kind of led to you to becoming a coach, watching him do it for so long?
I think that definitely had a part into it. Just my whole life growing up, always been interested in football specifically, but, you know, always been athletic. So gym class was always my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, and then I went to college and I got my bachelor's in physical education. And right after I was done playing football, I was like, I can't give it up. So I went to college for 5 years. So that fifth year, I was a student assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to develop relationships at a different level, because they were my teammates. Now they're looking to me for more advice on like what they should do and how they can be better football players. And I kind of just fell into it that way. So right after I graduated from college, I coached high school football for a year in Donelson, Iowa. It was a small farm community. I mean, it was 300 kids in the whole high school.
Wow.
And it was a farm community for real. Like I always tell people this because I think it's funny. I was the only black person in the entire school district. Like teachers, students. Wow. I was the only one in the school district. But they those people in Donaldson, they really
not in Kansas anymore. You're not
straight up. It was a much different experience from anything that I've been used to. We went in the weight room one time and it was some manure on the floor. And a kid got down and smelled it and told me what kind of manure it was. I'm like, man, I'm not in Baltimore no more. So, I mean, I just building those relationships go back and answer your question. Just I couldn't get away from the game. I love football. I've been playing. Started playing when I was 6 years old, and I just couldn't get away from it. So I think I kind of naturally fell into coaching, and I had some people persuading me to get into college coaching because I had my first teaching job right out of college. I was making a little bit of money for myself, but Coach Jennings, who is now the offensive coordinator at University of Wisconsin Whitewater, mm-hmm. we went back and forth, and he was the one that kind of got me into college coaching up in Wisconsin because he was at Carroll University as the offensive coordinator up there. And we went back and forth, and he got me to go on the interview. And once I got to the interview, got on campus, I was like, yeah, I belong in college for right now at that point in my life.
Here with Jaron Maben, former Catonsville running back, all-time leading rusher for Catonsville High School, now in the high school football coach at Catonsville, went back to his alma mater. What was your job there at Carroll? What did you do there?
I was the running back coach, but I was a graduate assistant, so they were kind of paying for my grad school. But the good thing about being a D3 graduate assistant is you are a position coach, so I was running my own position meetings. I had my own game day responsibilities. I had my own recruiting area and all that kind of stuff. So I was a legit coach. I was just had to take classes, and I wasn't getting paid as much as a legit coach. But yeah. I mean, other than that, I was the running back coach up there.
Now that tells you your love for it because you stepped down from a teaching job, full time job, and we can complain about what teachers don't make. My wife's a teacher; it's better paid than a lot of jobs that are out there. I still think they're underpaid,
right?
And you stepped down from that and become an underpaid grad assistant. Jaron, if you didn't know it, that was your testimony to how much you loved coaching.
And the crazy part is I've done that a couple times, stepped down from a higher paying position because after I left Carroll, I got a full-time job as an assistant coach at Methodist University down in Fayetteville. North Carolina. And I'm getting paid now. That's my first full-time coaching job. And I stepped down from that to go be a grad assistant at the D1 level where I was getting paid way less, but I was at the D1 level. So I love football. I wanted to see what it was like at the highest level because that's FBS now that you're talking about.
Right.
But I definitely took a pretty major pay cut. But
what was the D1 school you were at?
I was at Kent State.
Kent State.
Yeah. And so I spent 2 years at Kent State as a graduate assistant, and that tested my love for the game too because it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot different being a GA at the D1 level versus a GA at the D3 level.
Yeah. Jaron Maben joining us, head football coach at Catonsville High School. It is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm Rob Long, your host. And Jaron, you talked about your love and professing that love. When I coached at Catonsville High, I turned down overtime. Lots of it at the time because I wasn't in radio at the time.
Right.
I turned down lots of overtime at the time to coach you guys. It was a rewarding experience, and you build relationships that you have as obvious, evident right here, even today. And you talk about those relationships that you built. What led you to coming back to Catonsville here with all of this college football coaching experience, and you find yourself back where you started?
It was a lot of factors into it. Like I said, I've been all over the place. I'm pretty close with my family. We talked about my dad. I'm pretty close with my mom. I have two older brothers, and they have kids. So I got two nephews and now two nieces. I had a new niece born on Friday.
Okay, congrats.
Shout out to my brother Brandon and his new baby. But I've been away from home for
a
while.
Shout out mom real quick.
Oh yeah, shout out to Brandon's wife, my Asian Maven,
right.
Too.
She did the work.
Yeah, good looking out. Yeah, but I've just been away from my family for so long, and, you know, FaceTime can only do so much. And those, driving from North Carolina up to Maryland was like almost 5-6 hours. Mm-hmm. Ohio to Maryland was 5-6 hours, and I didn't even have a whole lot of time to get back here a lot. So I was only coming home like maybe 2 or 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. So I really did want to get closer to home. So I was looking for other coaching jobs, college coaching jobs closer to home. But it's college football is a tough business to get into, especially if you want to coach and make some money, because I could have stayed in it. I did turn down another college opportunity to come back to Catonsville, but I love the area. I love being around my family. And I do think that Baltimore in general needs, you know, more spotlight put on it. And I have the connections to get some more spotlight on the kids in this area, not only at Catonsville, just all over. We have some talent in this area, and I definitely think that we can do more to get those guys out in the college football, for sure.
Warren Como was the head coach who hired me. Uh-huh. Then Rich Hambor became the head coach. I never worked with Rich, well, as the head coach. He was right. The OC when I was there.
Right.
And as far as I know, he was the head coach all the way up until you came back.
Yep.
Did Rich give you the call, or did that call come from someone else?
I actually got word that Coach Hambor was now going to be the athletic director at Catonsville. One of my elementary school friends, who is a coach at Milford, his name is Byron Jones. He's the DC over at Milford. Right. Me and him have been cool since way back.
Okay.
And he shot me a message on Twitter, I think it was, and said that Coach Hambor was going to be the AD. So I instantly shot a message to Coach Hambor and said, hey, I heard this was the situation. Congratulations. Do you have an idea who you would like to be the head coach? And he said, nobody yet. But, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, we'll get you an interview, at least an interview opportunity. And I said, perfect. I definitely would just appreciate the opportunity to come and talk and see what the options might be as far as me coming back to Catonsville.
And everything just fell into place.
It really, really did.
Cause folks, I wish this was television, because if you could see the look on his face right now, it's priceless.
Yeah.
It's priceless, the emotion that went through you going back to your school.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, though, because everything really did fall in place. I was living out in Chicago. My girlfriend lives in Chicago right now. So right after I left Kent State, I graduated in December with my master's. So I moved out to Chicago just because there was a coaching change at Kent State and all that kind of stuff. And I had just graduated as a GA. So they brought in the new guys. And I kind of had to regroup, figure out what I was going to do, mm-hmm. figure out where I was going to be coaching at. And I was in Chicago, but it was coming up on Mother's Day. My mom's birthday is May 15th, and that's always around Mother's Day. So mm-hmm. Mother's Day and her birthday. And I had plans on coming out to Baltimore for Mother's Day. So I used that opportunity as a spot where I could go interview at Catonsville and see my mom. And it kind of worked out. Everything just fell in right into place. And I got the offer a couple of days after Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember seeing it on Instagram, thinking, man, this is awesome. They did a good job, too, with all the imaging. Was that you or them?
That's me.
That was you?
I learned that back in my GA days. You had to wear many hats. So I did a lot of graphic design, social media type of stuff at Carroll, at Methodist, and at Kent State. Learned a lot of stuff.
Your undergrad is in phys ed. What is your
sports and rec management?
Sports and rec management.
Yeah,
I'm sports management myself. So that's
they teach you a lot about everything.
They do
a lot of business stuff, you know, graphic design stuff, marketing, promotion, all that kind of stuff. It's interesting. You see all of it. You don't even realize how much of that kind of stuff you see. Mm-hmm. You go out to a Ravens game, Orioles game, whatever.
Then you pick up on all of it. You know, like, that's my job. That's my job. Yeah, you do. I mean, you don't know it until you know.
It's so like much going on.
It's like you watching football right now.
Yeah.
You don't watch it like the guy who has never watched it from behind a helmet face mask.
Right.
And I tell people that all the time. If you've never watched the game from the other side of a face mask, you don't. And I don't care what level you played it on. And people try to minimize you just play high school football. No. How many people went to Catonsville? How many people played football at Catonsville? Right. You know what I mean? There's a huge difference. And once you watch it, and now you on top of that, you've coached it mm-hmm. on all different levels. So you see it completely different than everybody else.
I can't be a football spectator. I can't do it anymore. I love watching the Ravens. I love watching college football. I watch college football all the time now that I have a little bit of time to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'm still not watching it as a spectator. I'm still looking at what the offense is doing, what the defense is doing, what they're trying to do special teams wise. I can't watch it as a spectator
and
anymore.
And DVR ruins it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can stop live television and you rewind it.
DVR.
With me, I'm a basketball coach. Uh-huh. So I'm watching college basketball. Man, I like that play. I'll stop and rewind it. People around me like, dude, we're watching the game. I know that I'll pick back up on it, or we'll be a little bit behind it, but you watch it to evaluate and to steal.
You got to. Everybody steals everything. I had one of my players ask me the other day, he said, What colleges can I watch to see what they're doing on offenses that's similar to ours? I was like, literally all of them.
Yep.
I mean, we run the same things as the University of Maryland, mm-hmm. the same things as Oregon, whoever. The only ones that we aren't doing the same thing is probably Navy and Georgia Tech and those triple option guys.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we're doing the same things. Just, you know, we'll switch up a formation every once in a while. But football is football. You know, they're still playing cover 2, mm-hmm. 3, 4, or 1, you know. Or if they could go base man or cover 0, but everybody's doing the same thing. So I'm definitely watching and I'm definitely stealing. I was on a plane last night coming back from Chicago, and I'm watching the Free Southwest Wi-Fi, and I'm watching those NFL games that are on. I can't watch it as a spectator, though. I'm always trying to get better. And I think that's something I want to instill in our guys. I always encourage them after every game to go watch some college football, go watch the NFL and see what they're doing. Watch your position because you can always learn more. I was around some great coaches at Kent State, some, you know, big names in college football, and they were always just watching, mm-hmm. trying to get better. You can't watch enough film. You can't watch enough football if you really love it the way a lot of people say they love it. You got to watch it all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. You do. Jaron Maven, head football coach for Catonsville High School, joining us on High School Sports Uncensored. Jaron, I only had you for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know the sense of pride that came over me when I saw it on social media, sitting looking at you right now, still the same feeling, if not more intense. So have you accepted the fact that you're now a role model? You are now in the position that I was in when you played.
Yeah.
Have you accepted that, or are you still coming to grips with that? Because you are a role model, even more so because you played where you're coaching. You're the all-time leading rusher where you're coaching now.
Yeah. It's big time, and I'll go back to again. I had a lot of good role models. You being one of them, my dad, and all the coaches that I've had as a player and that I've coached with. Mm-hmm. Football teaches you a lot of stuff about being a man and, you know, being a positive member of society. So when you ask me that question, have I accepted the role? Absolutely. We have a champions manual that I kind of borrowed the idea from Coach Haynes. He was the head coach at Kent State, and now he's at Michigan State. He put it in words, everything that you want to pass on to your team. And I take that super seriously because this is a really impressionable time in these guys' life. I mean, they're coming into high school 14 years old. And when they leave out, I always tell those guys, when you walk across the stage from Catonsville High School, you're a man now. Mm-hmm. You got to make man decisions. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to evaluate a situation and be able to act accordingly, to be able to act professionally. You need to be able to keep cool under pressure. You need to be able to not get frustrated and quit. You know, you got to man up. Once you walk across that stage, life's going to hit you. And if it hasn't hit you already, it's going to keep hitting you. And you got to be able to respond to adversity all the time. So I accept that role 100%. And I try to live my life every day like I would like for those guys to live. You know, we don't use profanity on our team. We don't say the N word on our team. We get dressed up on Thursdays. It's the Dress for Success Thursdays. All that little stuff. You can see it coming together. Our win loss record right now isn't where we want it to be, but they're a completely different group of guys. And I got back on August the 8th. We did some discipline things as far as trying to cut out the profanity. Now, if you hear a curse word around Catonsville football, people look at you like you crazy. I see my guys in the hallway all day hearing other people use profanity. And they're like, whoa, you got to cut that out around me.
It sounds different now. They may think it's me, so don't say it around
me. You cut that out. We don't have guys sagging their pants in the hallway. Our guys look different. They act different. One of the things that's in that champion's manual is holding yourself to a higher standard. I tried, because I had good role models, I always tried to hold myself to a higher standard. My grandfather said there's one rule, and that's don't embarrass your family name. And I try to live my life that way. That's why me and you have been friends on social media since 2006 or something like that. But you don't ever see me posting no profanity, nothing crazy, none of that, you know, sexually explicit content. I don't do that because that's going to embarrass my family name. So if we can translate that over to the guys where they're not trying to embarrass their own family name and this Catonsville football name, I think we're definitely on the right path, because my guys aren't like that.
One thing I've always noticed about you from a player standpoint, and even hearing you now, is you've always assessed the situation. I thought that's what made you such a great running back. Your vision of the play in front of you started well before the snap of the ball. You assessed the situation. Assessing the situation at Catonsville right now, how long does it take for you, how long does it take for you to be at the top back in the county and ultimately a contender in the state?
I think we're making huge strides. Like I said, we're a completely different team than we were on August the 8th, 2018. So, you know, we're about a month into the season. We're in week 5 now. And we're still making mistakes. We're still learning football, to be honest. Before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about the feeder programs that are in Catonsville. Back when I was in school, we had 3 that fed into Catonsville High School, and now we have 1. So our learning curve is a little bit delayed, because we're teaching just how to play football and the basic fundamentals of football. So I think it might take us a year or two. We have talent at every grade level. We have seniors that are talented. We have juniors that are talented. We have four or five sophomores on the team right now, and our JV team is 2-1. So long as we keep learning football and we keep, you know, being more disciplined, learning more discipline, I think in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years we could be one of those county contenders, because we're one of the biggest schools in the county. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher at Catonsville High School too, so now I can be in the hallways. There's a kid walking around our hallways that's 6'7".
He's not playing.
He ain't playing football right now. So, I mean, I have a little bit more influence in the hallways now. You know, people know who I am. A lot of my old teachers at Catonsville are still there. A couple of my classmates or teammates are teachers at Catonsville High School now. So if we can just keep bringing more and more people, it's almost 2,000 kids that go to Catonsville. And we had less than 100 people or 100 students in our program. So if I can have a little bit more influence in those hallways and get more kids into our program, I think we should be a county contender the next couple of years.
Jaren Maben, head football coach, Catonsville High School. This is High School Sports Uncensored. I'm Rob Long. Jaren, do you remind your players every now and then exactly what you did?
Oh, come on, man.
You remind them?
So in my mind, I can still do the things that I did when I was 17, 18. I don't necessarily have to do a whole lot of reminding them. Like I just said, a lot of those same faces that were around Catonsville in 2004, 2005, 2006 are still there. Coach Hambor has already vouched for me.
Right.
Coach Youngberg, who was a coach at Catonsville when I was there, he's my assistant head coach. He's my right hand. Okay. Whatever I need, he's always there. He'll remind him. Coach Muller, who's he's our defensive coordinator. He was a head coach at Lansdowne back in the day, and he remembers me. You know, Catonsville's a tight-knit community, and I have a huge family, especially in that region of Baltimore. They'll remind our kids. They
Do you know who you're playing for?
They know.
For those of you listening to Play for Canesville right now, I'm going to ask the question. Do you know who you're playing for?
We always get a random person that comes up to practice, especially during camp. We had people coming by just to stop by because, like you said, you saw it on social media. Plenty of people around Canesville saw it on social media. And my phone blew up for about 3 weeks. Just text messages, you know, positive words of encouragement. So happy for me and so happy for the program and the direction that it's going. I think that they know. But if I do need to remind them, I'll remind them. And I think one of the things, I don't want them to even care about how many yards that I had and all that kind of stuff. I want them to know that I was a tough player. And we had a team full of tough players.
They did.
We weren't ever the biggest. We weren't ever the fastest. We weren't ever the strongest kids at Catonsville. But my senior year, we were 9-3, and we're 5 points away from being the regional champions in 3A. So I want our kids to be tough, you know, but have discipline. Don't go out there getting a whole bunch of personal fouls, but be tough. Just know if you win those one-on-one battles, we're going to be successful. Like, I made it a point to not have one guy tackle me. If I'm going to go down to the ground, it's going to be two guys tackling me. And I want them to start getting that in their head. So when you ask me if they know who I am, they know how I think.
Okay.
I want them to be tough. I want them to be know your job, do your job, and win those one-on-one battles. And that's kind of how I attacked football my entire life. I know my job. I'm going to do my job. And I'm going to be tough about it.
Coach Maben, all right, you talk about assessing the situation. So – what's the plan?
The plan is to keep learning football. We got to be able to line up right. We got to know our assignment. We haven't put in a whole lot of new plays since, you know, camp. We are running a different offense. Go back to Catonsville for the last 20 years. It's been that power three-back offense where we're just running, and then we'll catch you slipping on a play action every once in a while. So I'm teaching them more football, so they know that power football, but I'm teaching them more football. So the plan is to have our guys keep learning football, keep understanding what their responsibility is, how their one piece fits into the entire puzzle. And the second part of the plan is as soon as we can get stronger, we got to get stronger and we got to get more kids involved. So that's the long-term plan. The short-term plan is to learn as much football as we can in this week and go out and beat Delaney. That's what we got on Friday. So we always have a short-term goal and a long-term goal, but that long-term goal is definitely to learn more football and get stronger.
Coach Jaron Maben, head coach of Catonsville Comets football team. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, and the best of luck to you in the
future.
Appreciate
that.